Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, Mace, has Yates congratulated you on your victory yet today?
You know, not yet today.
Not yet today, but congratulations, Mace, for putting it together.
Yeah. All right. Well, I have some many, many questions. The one person who wasn't there, I have many, many questions.
Okay, sure.
First of all, Yates, you screwed me.
Wow.
You basically guaranteed victory. I put mythical money on you because you were walking around like Muhammad Ali, and you lost.
A lot of things
Explain
happened in
yourself.
Between that and when. First of all, Mason, GM of the year,
Thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank
GM
well
of
well
the year.
When he made those moves, Trev, you heard the other day. When he made those moves, I switched. I said, now that Mason has put
we were
two
talking
rings,
about you hedging your bet.
Yeah, I did. I did that because Mason took his two worst players and put – he took two girls and replaced them with two guys.
Well, and it proved to be a smart move because of just generalized morale, too. Like, you guys thought you could win. You know what I mean? All
it
of a sudden.
Yeah.
As opposed to just
out.
Showing
but
up and getting drunk.
After he did that, my boy – Clinton was very confident.
Yeah.
Very confident. He said, doesn't matter what Mason does, we're winning because we have me.
They lost.
He was giving me the T.O.
I also
love me some me.
I also said Beto Duran was the best player on the field because I believe that.
Second
and
best.
We lost on a walk-off. Like, I mean,
he was the second best player.
Yeah.
I mean, Kirk Morrison saw
yes.
two pitches, hit two home runs.
But
yes.
he did not hit a third when we needed it. I mean, Beto, still to me, as the MVP.
Oh, Beto is
the best player.
Beto was the MVP by a mile.
By the way, Beto, the MVP of the game, will come on at 2 o'clock.
Very
tonight.
Well.
Excellent.
You're not going to force
him.
He's not going to kick my Ireland out of the chair.
No,
he was screaming about it all day on the
was.
Air.
He was like, now that I did this, now I'm allowed to fill in for John Ireland.
Is the feud over?
Yeah, end of feud.
The feud is over.
Wow. All you had to do was hit a home run, and that was it.
Now, walk off.
It was.
Three-run walk-off home run.
John, I got to tell you, though, we've been talking about this all day. You know, the Mandy's were one thing in terms of fans showing up, a good experience for them. This was on a whole other level. People were there all day. It was a completely different kind of cookout
Okay,
feel.
But let's get to what the people really want to know. You've been talking all day about who the best players were.
Yeah.
Who was the worst player?
Huh.
Who had
no.
the least amount of game?
Huh.
That's tough.
That is very tough.
Yeah, that's... Without throwing Funches directly
no,
under the bus.
No, I need one of you guys to be Simon Cowell.
No,
Funch booted a ground ball.
He booted a ground ball.
Play, but otherwise was fine.
This is what I was telling Ramona. The skill level was higher than I thought it was going to be all around.
That's true.
This guy, major baseball guy over here.
Another thing, first of all, I'm glad no one believed you when you were saying, I don't hit.
Do you want to tell the story or should I?
I'll tell the story. So his buddy Greg, who came with him, who was his designated driver, basically could not wait to rain on his parade because he, with his own eyeballs, saw Travis strike out twice in an inning in a slow pitch game. This was out of character for sure.
Travis more than anybody here.
Yeah.
Anybody on-air people here. And he kills the ball. There's no way he was going to suck at softball.
Having a good swing and hitting the ball out at a timely moment are two very different things.
Let me say one thing about Travis's home run. So he hits the home run, right? Yanks it left field.
Yep.
Then he takes the slowest home run trot
exactly
in the history
what I
of the world. He basically, he's just shuffling his feet around.
I would have been like, did you guys ever see the original About Last Night?
Yeah.
I would have been Jim Belushi hitting that home run when he goes into the wide world of sports.
Yeah.
Da, da,
that's
da,
what it was.
Da, da,
that's
da,
what it was.
Da,
just so everybody knows what we're talking about. Let's just listen
let's
to
just
it.
Hear Travis, it. Again, I don't have your theme song. I apologize. But what can we do? I'll just say, Sweet Tea, we love you. Okay. Does Travis go deep? Travis goes deep. Home run, Travis Rogers. Sweet Tea, T-Raj. Two home runs in the bottom of the third, only one out. It is 8-6, Key
so,
Kaplan.
Here's how this goes, John, and this is hand to God true. I'm walking afterwards, Mace, everybody's taking pictures and all that
right,
stuff, right?
Sure.
So people are coming up to me and saying what you're saying,
yeah.
Island, which
sandbag.
Is you sandbag,
yeah.
You slow played this, you knew what you were doing. My buddy Fisher was with me, couldn't get the words out of his mouth fast enough. No. He's not. I played softball with him. I saw him strike out twice in an inning. This was the luckiest occurrence
so you're
in
just
the
claiming
history
you
of softball.
You ran into one?
1,000%.
No one believes.
No, trust me, because I know, because when I looked at him, he looked at me, and I was just like, this is over. And he was looking at me like, yep. I was like, if Travis Rogers hits a ball out we're done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, now, by the way,
we weren't even
I was
down.
Listening and driving in, and something you guys said was at least partially wrong. I didn't see this play, so I don't know what happened. But if Sandoval's feet were in the field of play when he jumped.
No, we disagree on this.
If he catches, yeah. I know this for a fact because I used to umpire. If he catches the ball, now his feet can't come down. He can't jump the fence, stand on the other side, and catch it. But if his feet are in the field of play when he jumps and he goes over the wall, catches it, and lands on the other side, that's an out.
Let me tell you something. That umpire who got there in the second inning had no idea what was going on
He was a clueless
and
umpire.
Secondly,
we caught a break on Taylor.
And secondly.
Wait, guys, I can prove it.
But what I'm saying is that from the vibe of the situation, if Sandoval had crash-landed into some fan, landed on his behind with the ball in his glove, the game was ending either way.
Yeah, he was.
Like,
right.
That's
an out.
The game was over at that point.
But he couldn't get to it.
Yeah, he didn't get to it either way.
He tried like crazy to get there. That was the most effort at any one point in that entire game.
Oh, absolutely.
Tonight on ESPN, after the home run derby, they're going to run this Derek Jeter story.
Yeah.
You'll see all of Jeter's famous highlights. One of his most famous plays is when he goes barreling over. He's at short. There's a pop-up to third base. It's going foul. He goes flying into the stands, catches it. And he's in the stands and holds the ball
up. Is there
a
difference if it's fair foul?
Thank you. Fair foul is not the same.
No, but if your feet are in the field of play when you leave, as long as they don't come down, it's an out.
What I'm saying is that has always been a completely idiotic rule, in my opinion, in baseball. And it's absolutely different for home runs than it is for fair foul balls, in my opinion, as a baseball person, not just about what the rules are. And I'm saying that day, that ball went out. That game was over. Beto won it. We all knew that at the time. It was that good of a moment. Mason, I was smiling. Man. After coming out of the field, I was like, wow, I just got to see that.
Sandoval, I think he told me after. They were doing like a Channel 7 thing.
Yeah.
I think he told me he felt the ball.
It hit his glove.
It definitely hit his glove.
Yeah. So it was
Sandoval
there.
Jumped. Ball hit glove. Sandoval hits person.
Yeah.
Ball comes out of glove.
Right. Right.
Game over.
Yeah, I think it would have been ruled a catch.
I think the game ends regardless.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, whether it should have ended is up for debate.
Exactly.
But it would have ended at that point. I want to go back to something that you said a second ago, John. The level of play was exactly what I expected.
Okay.
There were some people that were just fine. Kirk was good. Beto was good.
Mason was good.
You were fine. There were fine, I think, is as far as I want to go.
I made that one play in right
field. Did you get
any hits? Yeah, one for one.
Yeah.
With a walk.
But you misplayed a ball in right field, too.
Oh, I didn't really misplay.
Hold on, Ireland. Let's discuss this.
Yes, let's discuss it.
Late in the game, they literally just stopped. The reason why they won the game is because they stopped swinging the bat and they loaded guys up.
It was impossible to swing the bat. The pitches were over
I am not admonishing the strategy. I'm just letting you know what happened.
I don't even think it was a strategy. It was, we just wanted to hit whatever was close.
Come on, Trav.
He was behind
Come
me,
on,
he was
Trav.
In front of me, he was, I would have had to chop
Trav,
down
yes. walk in a softball
That's
game.
What we, they Come walked on. Four straight batters. No, they walked four batters over no. the course of the last two innings.
Two
that
guys
ended up
walked
being the runs
the
that won
inning.
The game.
Yeah, yes. Two guys walked to lead off the fifth.
The inning before. Anyway, my point is
my
that.
Point
what
you,
is, wait a minute, what is your point?
This.
Yeah, Mason,
this
Travis, go deep.
Travis, go deep.
Mason pleased with this. He wouldn't have liked it. Walking that many people.
I wouldn't have walked.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to walk. I wanted to hit the ball. I was one for one. There was nothing close. It was four pitches. There was nothing close.
I'm not buying that.
It was all the way up here.
I was right. You can hit that. Okay.
Yeah,
Travis.
No.
I wasn't going to walk.
Yeah.
I'm just leaving it at that.
Some people
I would strike out before
I would have. If you would have said, hey, go forget about the count and just sit here till you get something to hit, I would have said,
I mean,
cool.
I don't know that any pitch I swung at was a strike. It's softball.
Right.
That's kind of the point.
They weren't
Did anyone
even close.
Strike out the whole night?
No.
There was one
Bergman
strikeout.
Came really close.
Yeah, Bergman was in the ballpark.
He came
he
really.
Did.
So he was – Berg, were you the second batter of the game?
Yeah, I was the second batter of the game.
Greg, I would have more respect for you if you struck out than if you drew a walk.
I didn't draw a walk. I was 3-for-3 with two runs scored.
But here's what – so the first pitch comes, he swings, and he misses it in the crowd. Ooh. The next pitch comes, he swings and misses again. Whoa.
Greg, you choke
and
up after
so
that?
So now it's getting real.
And he's tight, doing and the Freddie Freeman two strike swing.
Yeah, it was right. The whole game is different if he strikes out, because I think everybody then at that point is worried about striking out.
Hey, give me credit, though. I had a shot right over the middle, over Beto Duran's glove. He even jumped really high up for it. I got it over the top, over second base.
That seems to be a big accomplishment.
Yeah, it was.
Who was the worst player? John asked the question, who was the worst player? I don't think there was anybody that was, like, exceedingly worse than anybody else.
That's why I was saying the talent level was higher than I thought. There was nothing where I felt like, oh, dear, you don't need to be out here at all. You know what I'm saying? That never happened.
Really?
Thank God.
Any injuries?
Really? Yeah, I mean, considering what I expected. Really?
Let me tell you something.
Come on. How are you feeling?
When we got to Keyshawn's party on Saturday, we were all, the first thing everybody said was, man, I'm sore.
My legs were killing me.
Right, because you're using muscles you don't normally use.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which,
yeah,
Key's party.
Oh,
give us a quickie, because you know there was the cabana which we had a moment in that was lovely.
Yeah, that was very nice.
That sort of changed the focus of my day.
Was there an anything goes area like there is at your party?
Yeah, there was a special tent where you could visit, and there were nice party favors. Yeah. And it was a very very nice time.
Nice party favors.
It was fantastic. Very nice. Yeah,
it was a great party. Good food. Good booze.
Great
good
food.
Everything that you could
Jorge's
ever want.
Dad was the
knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, was catered the tacos and stuff.
You're familiar with guys who knock things out of the park.
Well, apparently. The soul food was hidden sort of back in the back.
Did you get back there?
Oh, yeah.
It was
amazing. Oh, it was
fantastic. Did you get the beef ribs?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. So good.
It was quite the party, Ireland. It was a really fun time.
Well, Key used to own a soul food restaurant in Beverly Hills, which he hates. He goes, you always quit bringing that restaurant up. I did it as a real estate deal. Like, he was embarrassed, but that's what they served.
Yeah.
It was called Reign, R-E-I-G-N.
Okay.
And it was on Robertson in Beverly Hills, and it was a soul food restaurant. It was fantastic.
The soul food was terrific. The tacos were great. The pizza was great. Everything about it. The signature cocktails were great. There wasn't. You left, I think, by the time the fire dancer came.
I did not see a fire dancer. I heard about that on the radio this morning as I was driving in. I'm like, a fire dancer? Yes. Why did I leave?
Yeah,
that sounds
great. And it was exactly. So, you know, the women who were standing by the towels?
Very lovely.
Lovely towels.
Lovely towel women. And the towel women.
I did not know the towel ladies were a thing.
Yeah.
I'll show you in a second, John.
Okay. There were two lovely ladies when I walked in, also.
Yes.
Yeah, they were spray tanning. They were spray tanning when we got there outside.
So,
it was amazing.
One, I don't think if she was one of the women that was like your hostess,
sure,
but dressed similarly, fire dancing.
Nice. Yeah.
The after party on Friday was good as well. Cappy made it out to that. We went to the Sunset Room. It turned
into
a sort of
after party.
Again?
No.
Not invited in any way.
Nor was I. I have a feeling it was a Team Cap after party.
Was it a Team Cap after party?
Was there anybody from our winning team there?
I don't think so, now that I think about it.
Yeah. By the way, I wouldn't have gone. I was totally friggin' wiped out after being there from 1 o'clock until 10 o'clock.
It doubled as a Laura birthday party as well.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Well,
so,
happy birthday to Laura. By the way, got in the car, so there was buzz all through the game because Kershaw was throwing a perfect
game.
So I forgot about that.
I finally get to my car, turn on the radio, bam.
Hit.
Wilmer Difo, whatever.
Wilmer Difo.
Oh, Luis Ringifo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Gone. Charlie Stein. Literally, the first thing I hear when I get in my car was the perfecto being broken up.
That's
all right,
funny.
So they announced Kershaw as the starter in the All-Star game today. Yeah. If you're Brian Snitker, because you figure you're going to meet the Dodgers in the postseason, you just leave him in there for six innings.
Let him run.
He just pitched 2 days ago.
You look fine.
Hey, you're humming.
Keep running it out
just
there.
Gas it out.
Keep running it
how
out
big
there.
Of a, I mean, what do you, how, now that it's happened, as in the choice has been made for Kershaw, how actually cool do you think this moment is going to be for those that are there to see him come out as a Dodger starting the All-Star game for the first time?
How he pitches, right?
I see, it's funny you say that, John, because I was going to say the opposite. I really think it's one of the very few times that his performance means nothing. That because it's at Dodger Stadium, it's something he's never done before. He is, if he were there purely ceremonially like Cabrera and Pujols, then I think you kind of have to, hey, I still kind of have. But he's pitched so well this year.
This
kind of is like a side session for him. He's not going to go out there and light it up or anything. If he gives up a couple of runs, I don't think it diminishes at all.
Hey, let me ask you guys something. If you're going to overpay for one of these two guys, you're going to make like the Godfather offer. Would you rather invest it in Shohei Ohtani or
Soto?
Soto.
Soto.
Yeah, Soto, 100%.
Juan Soto, 100 times out of 100.
Yeah. Why? He doesn't pitch.
He doesn't pitch, and Ohtani is singular, unicorn, whatever you want to call it. Otani has had injury history.
Yep.
So Soto really hasn't, and I'm really worried about his ability to continue to do two things at that level for an extended period of time. There's no Juan Soto's like 23.
He's also younger.
Yeah,
he's
23
years
old. Otani.
That's the main reason why I would go for it. He's got more years on
even,
in the bigs.
Even if they were if they were the same age, it may be a little bit.
It's a different discussion if they're the same age, but he's not. So
the premium on Otani is going to. He might get $50 million a year. And I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me why he's not an $80 million a year guy.
Yeah.
If the going rate for the best pitcher in baseball is 40.
Yep.
If the going rate for the best slugger is 40,
he can
why
do both.
Is he not 80? But what you're saying is, in terms of contract,
you
think Soto will get more than Otani?
No. What I'm saying is if I were Andrew Friedman and I could move whatever I needed to move to get one or those two guys, I would choose Soto.
Me too.
Yeah.
Likewise.
I just think the injury issue is real, and the age thing is real, and Soto is just a beast.
He's a monster.
Here's a really good question. We talked about this very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
As a Dodger fan, I would love to see Juan Soto come here. It would be amazing. He's one of the best players.
So great.
It's bad for baseball.
I don't think baseball needs Soto.
It's bad
Soto
for
in
baseball
way.
To have a team that is like that, because the Dodgers have a 10-game lead in their division, and they've done it without Trinan, without Buehler, without all these other, with Muncy playing poorly, with Bellinger playing poorly, with JT playing poorly. They're 10 games clear of
the field. But would you rather them go to the Yankees or the Dodgers?
No. Well, if that's the choice.
And you got to remember that the Bellinger experiment is almost over. I mean, he has just lost
in it. I think it's,
so they I heard you guys say the Dodgers don't need an outfielder. Yeah, they do. I mean,
what's interesting about it, I watched the, what do they call that when they divide the game up into a really small thing, the Dodgers squeeze play.
Oh, squeeze play.
I watched the game. The one thing I'll say is that defense was tremendous on Friday night. Cody Bellinger went and got a couple. Trace Thompson.
Yeah,
he's
a really
like
good outfielder.
He's like a gazelle out
there. Yeah, he's a really
there.
Good outfielder.
I mean, and you add Mookie. That is probably the best defensive outfield there is.
If those three guys are playing
if
on the same
those three guys
night.
Are
Cody
playing,
Bellinger
yeah.
might be the best center fielder in baseball. He's that good at it, but you can't pay a guy $35 million
he's not,
a year
definitely
to go run
not getting
fly
paid.
Balls.
Definitely not getting paid.
But he's a guy that whose glove matters on your team. They made a lot of good plays on the infield,
He's a great version of a seventh or eighth guy who's got he runs the bases well, he plays it. But
he's going to hit 20 homers, 80 bombs, 210. That's about what you're going to get.
OBP,
and a really good glove.
The OBP's low, but low. He's going
to Let me say
run.
This last thing quickly, getting catch. Back to what happened Friday. So every once in a while, I'll get out of bed.
Travis go deep? Travis goes deep!
And I'll walk to the bathroom or the kitchen, and I'll say, ooh, I need to use the Theragun. I used the Theragun.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday morning, I didn't get up. I went straight to the Theragun. I was like, this is going to require a session before leave the bed.
At Keys Party, I was like, I just can't stand here any longer.
Getting out of the chair.
I've lost my ability to stand.
It's not great. You know, so it was a workout. It was a great time.
It was a great time.
The listeners were there. I mean, it was as fun a night as I've had since I moved to California, straight up.
You had a conflict, John, but are you a softball player?
I
mean, you
I played
me as somebody who's played.
Yeah, I played many years when I lived in Texas. When I lived in San Diego, I was on a softball team, but I haven't played probably in 15 years.
So you'll be a high round draft pick next year.
You could be a high round draft pick next year.
Yeah, I mean, if they do it again and I'm in town, I'll play. But the thing I thought when I looked at the rosters was, until Mason pulled his GM ringer thing, you guys were going to get destroyed.
We'll never know.
Just
never know.
Destroyed.
The other thing was this, John. The fence was kind of short.
The fence was very
I think for next
short.
Time, we move that back 10 feet.
So here's the thing.
Honestly.
Everybody keeps talking about how
Kirk
the fence is short.
Cleared the real fence.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I would have played
Kirk
on the real field. I kind of wish
real.
We had played on the whole
he
field.
He keeps going on about this bandbox short porch.
I'm all for it.
Only four people hit home runs.
Right, true. And outfielders
do you remember who they were?
You love being in this exclusive.
Do you remember who the four were?
Let me throw this.
Travis, Beto, Matt Burke, and
Kirk.
Matt Burke.
Let me throw this at you. Ken Rosenthal just had a tweet. Shohei Ohtani's not going to pitch in the All-Star game.
He doesn't want to.
No, that's not what the reason is. He said they asked, and if he was available, he was going to be a starter. The Angels want him to stay on track, stay on his schedule. That's why he won't be pitching this game. That's so that's so short-sighted.
Yeah, especially
the Angels
for the
are in last
Angels.
Place.
They're a bad team that's going nowhere.
Who cares if he's on his normal? I mean,
I care if he's on his normal schedule because that's the whole reason you got him. He did it last year.
I know, but they're 106 games out of first place.
I get that, but
I mean,
saying
he can't pitch one inning?
I mean, I also think this was his choice, is what I'm saying.
I don't believe the Angels would really say no, you're not allowed to. I think it doesn't happen unless it's a collaborative decision.
Well, yes, when he's exactly. a Yankee or a Cub or a Brave in the season or so,
I bet he'll take them out there.
Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What a great Friday night. I'm telling you, it went off better than I ever could have hoped it would.
What is he referencing there, Bergman? Did you spend time in the Anything Goes area at the Keyshawn party?
No, I spent time at the bar.
Okay. Oh,
and more than once, more than twice.
Nice, nice.
Probably more than three times.
That's a party. Perfect. That's why you should.
That's the point of it. That's the point of it. So, Ireland, you missed this thing. It was so cool on Friday night. It was the biggest thing that we've done. I think it was bigger than the Mandy Awards, don't you, Bergman?
I think the Mandy Awards were bigger, but I think there was more people at this.
Yeah, more people at
this.
Exactly.
The Mandy's was the biggest thing we've done.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, in terms of just attendance, I think
attendance,
we had so many people passing through there all day long, and... You know, the thing I like more than anything is that we're able to fill up two teams. Everybody gets along for the most part. And it's really cool to be out there and to be part of that. Ireland, you will be sorry to hear that I played credibly in that game. I didn't hurt myself.
Okay, but you just said it's because you wouldn't dive, right?
Right. There was a play that I would not dive. I took it on one hop instead of diving for it. Why would I dive for a ball, Chum? Why? Why? Why would I dive for a ball?
I would say why not?
At the age of 57.
Why not? Why wouldn't you dive for the ball? Kurt Sandoval apparently went all out to try and save the game.
Sandoval did. Sandoval's got some game. Sandoval's got some game.
Well, he's a triathlete.
Jorge, you played well.
Yeah. That ran pretty quick.
All right, Ori, since none of these wussies will answer the question, who is the worst player?
It's really hard
I know
to
you'll
say.
You'll actually answer.
I can't figure
you
it out.
You turned around and looked right at Funches.
Oh. What did I do?
Funch.
I went 0-2, had a couple errors.
0-2 in a softball game with two errors? You are the worst player.
You
suck.
0-2, Funch?
I did go 0-2, but
that sounds very Mason-esque.
I had a good hit, my second hit, but Sandoval made a better catch.
Yeah. I thought I hit one out, John. I gave one a ride.
Well, you deserve major demerits for taking a walk.
There were many walks.
Yeah,
thank you, John.
Scott Kaplan could not find the plate. Could not find the plate.
I'm striking out before I'm taking a walk.
Well, you probably would have struck out. It is. But
did
Kaplan,
anyone strike out?
No.
Well, there you go.
No, yeah, nobody struck out the entire night.
Yeah, so that's because it's a softball game.
Here's Kaplan's. Here's a wild thing. You could not figure out where Kaplan was going to throw at any particular moment. And later in the game, he really, really fell apart, I think. Now, Bergman, did you think I should have swung at one of those terrible over-my-head pitches?
Yes, absolutely, because John's saying, you don't walk in a celebrity
but
softball game.
What are you supposed
game?
To do if you've got nothing
to
swing.
Do?
Swing!
Step back.
Hey, better, hey, better, hey, better, hey, better. Swing
over.
Better.
Exactly.
Find
be like
a way.
Yeah.
Find a way
like
to swing
axe.
The bat and get
there
the bat
no,
on the
there
ball.
There was no way.
Now, by the way, if I would have been there, I would have lobbied for a no-walk rule.
I didn't want to walk.
I would have stood in there until I got something to hit. Till I got some kind of strike, but the umpire was being a hard ass.
The umpire sucked.
I think Bergman got.
I almost got kicked out.
Did you get kicked out?
No, I didn't get kicked out. I almost got kicked out because
I
was fighting with him.
Too.
Yeah, he called me. He called me something he probably shouldn't have called me.
Exactly.
But it was all right.
But I did have what turned out to be, and a lot of people have held my general manager skills. I did have what turned out to be the move of the entire game, which was when I Ramona had her arm was tired.
Okay.
And my relief pitcher, I had a relief pitcher because I figured Ramona would not be able to throw all five innings. So in comes Ron Mitchell.
From Sales.
From Sales.
Okay.
And I'm telling you,
It really was like Enter Sandman. He came in. I don't think he gave up a run in two innings, did he?
I think all of them got given up to Momo.
Yeah, I think all the runs were charged to Momo. Rod pitched two innings, and let me tell you something. He knows what he's doing. Okay, so imagine this, John. So they've scored 8 runs at this point, and in comes Ron Mitchell. And Ron had come to me during the week and said, you know, I used to pitch in softball. I was in a league about 10 years ago, and I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I'll use it as a relief pitcher. So what he did was he backspinned the ball. With a really high arc, he backspinned the ball.
Ron's outside your window. By the way,
Ron, come on in.
Ron's 63?
Yeah, Ron's fantastic.
Wow.
Is he really 63?
Right. I was talking up.
He's like,
I can't believe you're that fast. I'm like, I can't believe it either. Man.
Yeah, you were fast.
And then he's and like, I can't believe you're that old.
No, I didn't say that.
But
he's like, I'm like, it's just incredible you're out there too, man.
Yeah, 60. Wow, 63 years old. Here
is music.
Oh, yeah, we'll play Enter Sandman because that's exactly what we got.
Now, Ron, you sit anywhere. Yeah, sit over there.
Sit anywhere, Ron.
First of all, and would you promise you'll be honest?
Yeah, of course.
What do you think of Mason taking walks in a softball game?
They weren't throwing strikes, so.
Right.
I would say take the walk.
What? In a softball game?
Play to win.
I've been playing softball 20 years. I've never taken a walk.
Play to win. Play to win.
Actually led off the fifth with back-to-back walks before Beto's home run. But, I mean, it was impossible to hit. Now, you're pitching. Your pitching resume was pretty solid, I think, going into this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where'd you pitched?
So,
Up on that, Mike.
We had an ESPN team about 10 years ago.
Yep.
We won the city twice. I was
nice.
A pitcher.
Who else on that team was any good?
We had a lot of people, but they're no longer here.
Right, but who was the best player? Were you the best player?
I was up there.
All right, who was number two?
Skyler Tobey was really good.
Skyler, sure.
Skyler,
we still
yeah.
see Skyler every once
yeah,
in a while.
Yeah, we see Skyler, yeah.
Brendan Graham was still playing.
Yeah. Now
Brando.
You did that weird sort of backspinny kind of pitch that seemed to fool everybody. John, there was a moment where Kirk Morrison had seen 2 pitches, hit 2 home runs. Mm-hmm. And Ron
And Ron came in and started throwing the break and the knuckleball?
Well, I went to Ron before Kirk's at bat and said, look, the game is close. Do you think we should pitch to him? And Ron said, I want to pitch to him. So we did.
I want Parkman.
And by the way, he took it to the wall.
He did. He got a good, but he also took the first pitch. So the first pitch was a really high strike, and he knew that after that he wasn't going to get another one.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was great. You were fantastic, Ron.
Thank you.
Runner-up MVP. And it was a great night for the station, great night for everybody here at 710 and all you guys, too, who were out there. Thank you, Ron. You did a great job. Next year, you're on my roster for sure.
Can I get an at-bat next year?
Yeah, next year you get
promise,
an at-bat.
Promise.
Next year, Ron gets an at-bat.
As long as you promise not to take a walk.
Can't promise. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, cool. Hey, coming up next for you, the Juan Soto stuff is actually Jeff Passan has floated out a possible Juan Soto to the Dodgers trade.
Yeah, well, you know they're going to get in it. They get in it for everybody.
He's got actual names. He's got 6 names associated with this deal. So we'll go through it coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, it is the Monday after our 710 All-Star softball game, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Sup, people? It's Monday. Did we ever growl?
I did.
Yeah, everybody growled.
I forgot to growl.
You forgot already? It's been 15 minutes.
Happy Monday.
Ah! Hashtag blessed. All right. So coming up, I want to pick we'll each put $1,000 on somebody in the Home Run Derby. I thought that'd be fun tonight. Get a little action going for the game. But in the meantime, Ireland, Juan Soto turned down $440 million from the Washington Nationals over the weekend. And immediately it makes you think, all right, Juan Soto, if you can't sign him, you got to trade him. Where would you trade him? How about the Dodgers?
Well, the Dodgers always get in this thing because they have an insane amount of money behind them.
But they also have an insane farm system behind them, too.
Right. But if I'm the Nationals, do I want all minor leaguers or do I want somebody on the major league roster?
This is Jeff Passan's concept for a Dodgers trade for Juan Soto. Gavin Lux, who's batting 300 right now. Dustin May, who's expected to pitch after the All-Star break. And then four prospects. The number one prospect in the system, Diego Cartea. The number two star in the farm system, Bobby Miller. Number five, Miguel Vargas. And number 18, Gavin Stone. So it's Gavin Lux, Dustin May, Diego Cartea, Bobby Miller, Miguel Vargas, Gavin Stone.
Absolute steal for the Dodgers if they could pull that off.
By the way, Jeff Passan says, I don't know why the Dodgers would do this. That's Jeff Passan's reaction to the trade. I don't know why the Dodgers would do this.
I don't know why they wouldn't
It is a lot. It's Lux, May, number one, number two, number five, and number 18. Bergman, do you make that trade?
I do it right now.
Yep.
Give me it right now. It's ridiculous.
This is the whole point of having a farm system, is to be able to take over moments like this.
If you could make that trade and you're the Dodgers, you have to do it.
Juan Soto is 23 years old.
Yep.
And the best hitter in baseball.
Yep.
Well, not this year, but he
he is.
No, he's hitting like 250.
No. His OPS for this month was 1,500.
Yeah,
was it really?
Yeah, no.
But,
he's one of the best hitters in baseball.
For him, he's having a down year. I just read about him yesterday. His potential is, it's like the year that Bryce Harper wasn't good. Everybody knew Bryce Harper was going to get a monster contract anyway because they knew he had it in him, and 2 years later, Harper won the MVP. Soto is going to be the type of guy who's in the MVP conversation every year.
Every year.
Am I the only guy here who would rather have Ohtani than Soto? I overrate Ohtani.
No, you're not overrating him. There's just an age thing and there's an injury thing. I mean, your best ability is your availability.
Ohtani's the best player I've ever seen.
He's fantastic. But will he have a long run? Will he have a short run? I would bet on an everyday outfielder to have a longer run than, as Travis Rogers described him earlier, as a unicorn. It's a good question, though. If you're a Dodger fan, would you rather have Ohtani?
Ohtani's 28. Just turned 28. Turned 28 on July 5th.
Or Juan Soto, who is 23.
23 with 2 years of control still.
2 years of team control. I know, but he just turned. Wouldn't you have to sign him almost right away?
Well, if you trade for him.
Trade for him, you got to figure you're going to sign him, right?
You figure you're going to, but you still have him under control for 2 years, so you don't technically have to. You will go to arbitration if you don't sign him.
So if you're a Dodgers fan, would you rather have Ohtani or Juan Soto? That's just pie in the sky. Second part of the question, would you empty the farm system? Number one, number two, number five, number 18, plus Gavin Lux and Dustin May in exchange for Juan Soto to the Nationals. That's the proposed trade that that Jeff Passan put out there a while ago. And Kershaw on Friday night. Now, were you able to watch it? I forget where you were or anything like that.
No, I was at Terranea having dinner, and I got back, and people started texting me, Kershaw's got a perfect game. Is Roberts going to take him out? And you would have taken him out, of course.
No. I would have let him Bickford. Do exactly what he did.
You would have gotten Bickford up and said, no,
him after
you can't
the one
do
hitter.
But he was only, his pitch count was pretty low. Even when they took him out, I think he was only at about 75 pitches. Those are two teams going in opposite directions. Dodgers and the Angels.
Oh, God, the Angels just rolled over and played dead this weekend.
Yeah, they need something.
That's awful.
Well, they're going to have a new manager next year. Does a manager even make a difference anymore?
Sure, it does.
Who's the manager in Major League Baseball right now that's making the biggest difference? I can't. You know, it's become a league that's kind of run by GMs.
Right, but a manager is an extension of a GM, right?
Right, but it's, you know, I'm trying to think of.
We have a fundamental difference of opinion about the role that managers play with front offices.
Managers in baseball have, you know, per capita have never been paid less than they're being paid
Correct.
Now.
But
they've become unimportant in the eyes of GMs.
They are absolutely, at least I can speak to Dave Roberts. I can't speak to what Brian Snitker's doing, although I assume what he's doing is really working. He's got an analytics-driven front office, and it's working out for him. Dave Roberts is part of those conversations. He's part of collaborating on them. And I don't think that he is he's ignored. I don't think managers are meaningless. I don't know how much difference they make. I mean, ultimately, in the case of the Angels, obviously it's not going to be Phil Nevin.
Perry Manassian is going to have to go out and find somebody and make one last run at it with Shohei Ohtani. And I assume that's what they're going to do. I don't think they're actually going to trade Ohtani.
By the way, do you have more respect for Juan Soto or less that he turned down, what was it, $440 million?
Yeah, if you're not happy where you are, go.
But, I mean, that takes a lot of guts. I mean, a lot of people say that's what Mike Trout should have done.
Should have
told the Angels, no, I want to go someplace where I can win. Instead, he just took the money, and now he's stuck, you know, where he's never in the postseason.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
Juan Soto says
Mike
Trout is
soft because he wanted to stay with the Angels and just cash checks.
I mean, Tony Gwynn was one of my favorite players ever, and they used to say this about him, that if Tony Gwynn actually cared about winning, he would ask for a trade.
Yeah. Here's the thing. A lot of people, I think that's an unfair characterization.
Bergman, what do you think? Do you have more respect for Juan Soto or less that he turned down all that money?
I have more respect for him because his average annual value was under $30 million.
Oh, so, on that deal, he was going to make less than $30 million a year.
He was going to make $29 million a year. So, I mean, at that point, you're also – and it was all backloaded, too.
Well, there's a part of this story that nobody's talking about. His agent is Scott Boras, and Scott Boras almost always takes his players to market. That's what he did with Corey Seager. That's why he wouldn't
Seager. He's got two more years till he can take him to market.
Right, but his attitude is, when we do, we're going to be the highest paid player ever.
The part of it I don't understand is, John, you pointed out that the Dodgers in the second round of the MLB draft took
four shortstops.
Isn't that very suggestive of the idea that Trey Turner's not going to be here next year?
Well, I think Trey Turner, and he's a CAA guy, mm-hmm. I think Trey Turner is, I almost think there's a part of him that wants to test the market.
See, I think he just doesn't want to be here.
Maybe.
I think the Dodgers have known that for a while, that Trey Turner doesn't want to be in Los Angeles, whether he wants to be on the East Coast or whatever that is. I don't think he wants to be here. That's why I think there haven't been any substantive contract talks with Trey Turner.
Well,
he can leave at the end of the
year. I think to get him, they would probably have to give him 10 years, $330 million. They'd have to give him more than Mookie Betts.
Done.
You would give it to him?
I honestly, there's no Dodger I'd rather watch than Trey Turner. Trey Turner is, for me, just a state-of-the-art ball player.
He doesn't really have a weakness.
No, I mean, he's an MVP candidate again, hits for average, hits for power, steals bases. His slides are unbelievable.
Fastest guy on the team.
Defensively, he's great. I mean, I don't know why the Dodgers wouldn't make a deal unless he just doesn't want to be here. Am I right, Bergman?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
He must not want to be here.
It's kind of the same deal that happened with Corey Seager. He wanted to go east. He didn't want to be here in L.A. anymore.
Well, what I heard about Corey Seager was he wanted to go to market to see how much money he would command on an open market.
See, now, do you respect Corey Seager?
Yeah.
He went to Texas.
Yeah.
They're nothing in Texas.
But I think...
Why is that...
Already had his ring.
Yeah, but still, don't you want to be in a situation... I mean, isn't this the Mike Trout thing flipped? I mean,
yeah.
Corey Seager
Mike Trout is the opposite of not having a ring. He's played in three playoff games and lost them all.
Right, but Corey Seager opted not to stay with a place where he would be in the playoffs every year and have a chance to go to the World Series every year. He just got the bag,
right?
As they say. Got the bag.
Yeah, which is where I think Juan Soto's going to get.
Wait a minute. You don't think he's going to just get a bag. You think he's going to go somewhere where he can win, don't you?
Not necessarily. I could see
So he's not competitive? In other words, if you opt to go to a team that's not a winner,
mm-hmm.
you're somehow less than because you're not going to a contender where you can win a World Series.
I think some people care about the money and some people care more about winning. And I think that Mike Trout took the money rather than going to free agency because it was too much money to turn down. They made him the proverbial offer you can't refuse.
Right.
You know, and so they made the same offer to Juan Soto, and he said no.
Yeah.
So I think I actually have more respect for Soto now.
And less respect for Trout?
I do.
Oh, wow.
Totally agree with John in this.
I think that's really rough.
If Ohtani leaves, I understand why.
He should leave.
Because he can make more. You know,
well, he'll leave after next year, no matter what, or trade it at the trade deadline next year, one or the other.
Well, unless the Angels sign, I think we're going to get news that the Angels are going to make him an offer like they just made
You
Soto.
Think so?
I don't know if he'll take it, but the Angels will make him that offer.
Yeah, yeah. All right, coming up next for you, you're going to spin the wheel of questions. Also, Woj this morning talking about the Lakers and
doing something. We got that coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Okay, my wheel today and, interesting philosophical quandary. Would you rather be immortal but unhappy or live only for 50 years of incredible happiness? So immortal, you get thousands of years, but you're unhappy.
Yeah.
Or 50 great years.
50 great years. Give me B. Choice B.
Choice B?
Yeah.
No hesitation.
Zero.
Would not be excited to be immortal.
Nope. No, this is, I know you're probably going to go that way, but this is the same argument we've had in a different form of would you rather be Robert Horry or Patrick Ewing?
You think this is that
conversation? Patrick Ewing's Hall of Famer. Yes. First ballot, unbelievable player, never won.
Force in the league.
Never won a title.
Right.
Robert Horry won 7 rings, will never go to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
I'd rather be Horry.
Rather be Horry than Ewing?
Yeah.
Now, you think that, how does that compare to this
because
question?
Ewing in this.
Is an immortal.
Yeah. He'll be regarded as one of the greatest centers ever to play the game 100 years from now.
Right.
Robert Horry will be known as a guy with 7 rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he had a really happy career.
Yeah,
very happy
career.
He won all the time.
Okay.
I think Patrick Ewing ended most seasons disappointed. Matter of fact, probably every season disappointed.
Yeah, I always land on the side of the guys that choose to make a bigger, larger impact on the league. Bergman, what about you? Immortal and unhappy or 50 years of happiness?
It's the easiest question you've ever had on Wheel
of
Questions.
What is it?
It's 50 years and happy. I don't want to be immortal, period. So to be immortal and unhappy?
You would not want to be immortal.
Not in the slightest.
Really?
I do not want to go through seeing everybody around me dying.
You
would
not want to go through multiple lives. Oh, yeah, that's actually the downside of immortality.
God, it'd be awful.
You've got to watch everybody.
And you're upset the whole time? No, get out of here.
I'm getting upset. George is getting upset.
50 years, man. That's it.
You're soft.
50 years.
You can't deal with immortality.
You can't.
Yeah. You're soft.
You want to go immortal?
No, think about it. Every year, if you were the immortal guy, every year you would end up disappointed because you'd never win.
Right. Right.
You'd be unhappy at the end of every season.
Yeah. I would also take the 50 years of happiness.
That surprised me a little.
I mean, if you told me.
Mind.
If you told me today it was all over, I'd say, cool. That was good.
Yeah, good run.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank you. Yeah, no, I don't. Immortality would be interesting. I watch a lot of, you probably don't watch a show, What We Do in the Shadows, which is a fantastic show on FX and Hulu. But those are immortal vampires. It's like a vampire reality show. And they don't seem to be happy with living forever.
Yeah, I think it would get old, figuratively and literally.
Living would get old, yes. All right, there you have it. There's your Wheel of Questions. Woj went on Get Up this morning, John. And, of course, we're all sort of waiting, right? This is the waiting game. What are the Lakers going to do? Are they going to do anything? Is the Kyrie thing going to happen? We've heard other names float around like Buddy Hield and all that kind of stuff. What are they going to do? Here's what Woj says about what the Lakers are going to do.
I think the Lakers will make a deal, maybe more than one deal. Now, it may not be for Kyrie Irving. It may not be for an all-NBA player, an all-star, but players like Eric Gordon in Houston, Buddy Hield in Indiana. There's players like Patrick Beverley who came to the Jazz in a trade from Minnesota. Who are role players on winning teams. What is the price for those kind of moves? I think they're going to continue to be active in all those things. It's not completely dead with Brooklyn, but I think so much depends on what happens with Kevin Durant. The Nets are more focused. They are focused on trying to find a deal for KD before they would even, I think, move Kyrie Irving. And I think there's a good chance that Kyrie Irving is back in Brooklyn to start the season if Kevin Durant is back in Brooklyn. But I don't think the Lakers are done.
So he's kind of taken the steam out of the Kyrie to the Lakers.
Yeah.
Game, saying there are other deals out there that are makeable for Rob Pelinka and the Lakers.
All right, so a couple things here. The more I think about this, and you've been beating this drum for a little while, I think Brooklyn tells Durant, go pound sand.
That's what I would do.
Why trade? And if they don't trade him, why would you trade Kyrie? All right.
Well, except KD has indicated
that he didn't like the dynamics in the locker room. He said,
not from what I've heard.
At one, there's one quote out there where he said, "You want to know why I went out? If you were in that locker room, you'd know." Now, to me, that suggests that there is something between KD and Kyrie.
Well, I hope so, because I'd love to see Kyrie come here. But the longer this goes on, the more I think, and Woj mentioned it in that clip you just played, I think he starts the season in Brooklyn. And, you know, a lot of people are hammering the Lakers saying, well, you got to do what it takes. Get this done. Take whatever deal they want to offer you. I'm not sure Brooklyn's offering him anything. It takes two teams to make a trade. And Brooklyn so far has not shown an interest in, I think they, what they tell people is, we want to deal with Durant first.
Right.
And so everybody can yell at the Lakers about not picking up Kyrie, but Brooklyn has to engage. You need two teams to make a trade.
Right.
And so far, I think that you've been right about this for a while now. Why trade them? Yeah. Why trade either one of those dudes? You're a better team with them. If you're in Las Vegas right now, you're second in the East with those guys. That's what
so
their odds are.
So why break it up? Why bust it up?
Yeah. Now, does that mean they do these other deals for, I think you mentioned Eric Gordon and Buddy Hield? Sure, possible.
Yeah.
But I think Laker fans need to realize that even if the Lakers wanted to go out and trade for Kyrie today, Brooklyn has to engage, and to this point they haven't. So at some point the Lakers are going to have to move on. It's not now. Yeah. They've got a little bit of time.
Sure.
But, people, because they know me, walk up to me all the time and go, are we getting Kyrie? Are we getting Kyrie? And if I had to guess, I would say doubtful.
See, Momo, as recently as last week, maybe when you weren't here, said she thinks it's going to happen.
I hope she's right.
Yeah, she thinks.
I'd love to see it.
She thinks it's going to happen. Don't aggregate her, but that's basically what she said when she was here last week.
Yeah, and I couldn't figure out why Westbrook broke up with his agent. And then when I read the agent statement, that was just even stranger.
Yeah, to me that suggests, again, that he's going to be moving somehow, some way, somehow.
We'll see.
Yeah. Boss Amanda is here. Boss Amanda proceeded. No, she didn't proceed. What did she do? She
rained over
Friday night 7:10 All-Star softball game. Boss Amanda, come on in here. Let's get Boss Amanda's reaction. By the way, MVP Beto Duran, who had two home runs, including a three-run walk-off bomb.
And that's it. Now that he's won this for your team, the feud's over.
Kidding me? You won this for my team.
Yeah.
Says
that's
everything.
That's all it took.
Oh, Beto's my regular fill-in for you now. Boss Amanda is here. Boss, congratulations on a fantastic event. It was a blast Friday.
It was a blast. You really missed out.
Now, why did you mail in your first pitch? I heard you didn't.
My back.
Oh, you acted up?
Yeah. So I had.
Because when I was throwing with you on Wednesday, you were looking good.
Oh, no. I did six pitches there.
Yeah.
Did that with you. Went home early that day.
Oh,
really?
That did not go well.
Then Friday morning, I went out there and I practiced underhand. And then afterwards.
Just said, not worth it.
Couldn't do
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's the reason.
What's
why.
Weird is Kaplan and I did a duet of the national anthem.
You guys were actually really good.
Was it good? Kaplan,
I
was surprised.
It was.
Kaplan was totally solid.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it went well. It went well.
Yeah,
Kaplan.
You guys were on key and you were in unison.
Now, did Kaplan was tweeting about being injured? Was he actually hurt?
Oh, he was actually
was he milking
hurt.
It.
He took a line drive off his shin and had a hematoma on Thursday.
Yeah.
And Dr. Clapper cleared him to play. Did he get an injection or what?
I don't know.
PRP.
He had a big.
Did he fly to Germany overnight and get
get some PRP? Yeah, he had a big lump on his shin. Yeah. So what was your overall take on the game itself?
It was some pretty bad softball.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
See, at least Amanda's honest.
It wasn't great.
Yeah, I mean, the play wasn't good, but it was fun.
Yes.
And I think fun is better than good play.
I agree. I agree.
My money was on Kirk Morrison to be MVP.
I said all week long, first to hit home run, Kirk
he
Morrison.
He would have been MVP.
Was he on your team or the other team?
No, other team.
And they didn't want to give it to a guy from the losing
he
team?
He saw two pitches,
no,
hit two
it
home
was,
runs.
It was kind of, Tommy and I kind of decided that the way it ended with Beto and the walk-off. We
well,
Beto
also had two home runs.
Beto did have two
Yeah, you
home
can't
runs
have two home
well.
Runs, including the game winner, and not win MVP.
Yeah, no, he was the right choice
exactly.
for MVP. So who was the worst player? Ireland asked that question a little bit earlier.
Now, Mason, Travis, and Clinton would not answer it. Jorge answered it right away.
Who did Jorge say?
Funchess.
I mean, that's where I was leaning.
Jorge, you're the only one around here with any guts.
I'm trying to think who else.
Well, Funch did say he went 0 for 2 with two errors. That's pretty bad.
So can I tell you a story?
Did Mason do anything to embarrass himself athletically?
No, Mason really was good.
Yeah, I was really solid. So here's one thing that
I would have been disappointed about.
So Momo and Clapper are wildly competitive, and I found out in about the third inning of that game. So Tall Taylor had missed two balls in center field.
Okay.
Clapper comes to me and says, "You got to get him out of there.
Oh, so he was the one
I
got to
be in center field. I can make some catches for you." And Momo's like, "Yeah, you got to do that. We got to win this game." So I'm like, "All right." So I go to Taylor. I'm like, "Taylor, will you move to catcher?" And I move and Clapper to center field. And that's exactly what happened. So
did Clapper make any plays after that?
He never did. No. Nobody hit the ball off Ron Mitchell.
But
exactly.
Here's the thing also with Taylor, though. And I told him he had no sunglasses and the
sun was bright.
His eyes. Like the first hit, I see him with his hand over his eyes, like trying to.
Oh, man, somebody should have got him the flip downs.
Yeah, I know. It was really
as a kid, I had a pair of flip downs.
Those are cool. Those are cool.
I was like, "Taylor, you need sunglasses." He's like, "I know." But yeah, I'd say Funchess is probably the worst.
You know what? I needed the sunglasses too.
Yeah, Funch, you needed sunglasses.
Funchy, that,
yeah,
I don't
my
think
era.
Sunglasses would have helped you.
That
honey.
Dribbler to second base in the first inning that you overthrew. I don't want to dwell on it.
But there were several. There were several.
Beto not hit the walk off. What would have been the play of the game?
Had we not scored?
Had he not hit the walk-off? That's obviously the play of the game. But
well, you guys still would have been in it with Travis.
We still would have
up.
Had two runners on yeah. with Travis.
Now, Mason,
up.
I yeah. contend that Mason's a wuss for taking a walk in a softball game.
No.
You would have taken a walk?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would have struck out before I took
Absolutely.
A walk.
Absolutely.
He needed a pitching change.
he refused to take himself out?
Yeah, he would not take himself out.
Well,
yeah.
See, Mace was smart and had a backup pitcher, you know, standing
yes.
by. Team Cappy wasn't smart enough to think about that. But yet, I was a little worried because Mace's backup pitcher was a 63-year-old man.
But apparently a very good one.
Yeah.
He was good.
He's like Nolan Ryan. He just ageless.
He was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, did better than Ramona.
Yep. So is this going to be an annual thing? Or are we going to do this annually?
I think we're looking at that, yeah.
Nice.
Every year, maybe the Friday before the All-Star game.
Yeah, so, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, great job to the entire team here, you and Morales and Carlo and Janice and Amada and Brady and
everybody.
Parker and Josh and everybody did a phenomenal job. Phenomenal job. All right, coming up next for you, the MVP of Friday night 710 All-Star Game, Beto Duran. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.